بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين قلت استغفروا ربكم إنه كان غفارا نوح عليه السلام told his people seek the forgiveness of Allah he is indeed oft forgiving most forgiving He will continue to forgive you. The term ghaffar refers to one who is going to keep forgiving you. That's Allah. Allah alone does that.
يُرْسِلِ السَّمَاءَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِدْرَارًا وَيُمْدِدْكُمْ بِأَمْوَالٍ وَبَنِينَ وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ جَنَّاتٍ وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ أَنْهَارًا
He says, if you were to seek forgiveness, not only will Allah forgive you, but He will open the skies for you. He will grant you beneficial rain. He will sustain you. He will give you children and offspring. He will bless you in every single way because you're now on the right page. You made peace with the owner of protection. You are now protected. Subhanallah. You made peace with the owner of sustenance. He will now sustain you. You made peace with the owner of forgiveness. He has forgiven you. May Allah be pleased with us. Our connection with Allah needs to be looked into. Make amends. You have to improve your relationship with Allah. And obviously, if I'm seeking the forgiveness of Allah, I need to quit and abandon sin and promise Allah, I'm not going to commit it again. May Allah forgive us for whatever sins we've committed and may we never commit those sins again. May we turn to Allah before we return to Allah. May we turn to Allah before we return to Allah. That is a powerful statement, my brothers and sisters. We don't know when we are going to return to Allah, but right now we know we can turn to Allah so that when we do return to Him, we would have turned to Him. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So what we need to do, like I said, primarily seek forgiveness, quit sin and promise Allah that you're not going to sin. Just prepare for the day you're going to meet with Allah and you won't regret it.